Welcome back to another episode.
Thank you for tuning in
to the Stony Sisters podcast. Yes,
we're finally to episode. We're
season, season two. Episode one.
Bam.
Thank you for all the support. We have already started pre-gaming. We did 10 milligram edible of OGs. You had about, I don't know, I'd say maybe like 5 milligrams of a like popsicle.
Medicated popsicle,
which we'll talk more about in a little.
It was good. But yes, we'll talk about it.
Yes. And now just starting hard.
Started smoking a joint of, this is the cereal milk. And we had some dabs.
Oh, and we did do dabs. I picked up some new tried Nature's first. Actually, I don't think I've ever had Nature's concentrate.
I think I have before. When it's, because they used to have remember they had the menu and it was literally like a flip book type thing. Or not a flip book, but it was like pages and you could like look at the pages, and I feel like I've gotten their concentrate before.
I know I did their vapes a lot.
Okay.
But yeah, I hadn't been there in years.
Same.
Went to Nature's. Picked up. Got some. So yeah, that shatter. I guess it's shatter. Yeah. I think, right? Not very shattery. It's more waxy, I would say. It is. Honestly, I don't even know the strain. But I picked up flower from there too. I got some white 99, which I'm going to light that right now. It's a hybrid cross between Cinderella 99 and the white. So the dry hit of this, we came to terms that it's like a mix of those old root beer candies.
Yes, like the hard candies.
Mm-hmm, the hard candies.
Had them before, the hard root beer candies. It has like the aftertaste of it.
Yes. And kind of like some Estrella de anise. If you've ever used that spice.
Don't hit it hard because it will hit your lip. Because it did mine. Fuck.
I'm going to put that one down.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That spice, a little bit of that. So I'm going to light that.
Light that up. And we just smoked, like I said, we had a joint of some cereal milk, which is a hybrid strain. It's from Cookies, and it's a mix by Cookies and Cherry Pie. Oh, it's a crossing, too, with Snowman. And it's a sativa dominant. So.
Nice. And I also got a free 8th because they treated me as a first-time patient. Because my card wasn't on file or something. I don't know. Whatever.
What? Okay, so I need to make sure.
Okay, Nature's new one. Off of Glendale. Or in Glendale. It's off of Northern and Grand. Northern and Grand. Really big place. Super nice. Was not... I mean, it was pretty busy, but it wasn't busy. I had to wait.
Sorry, my high ass. Literally.
So, Ponderosa, Northern, and 91st.
Oh, shit, okay.
Take Northern down to the Grand.
Grand, okay.
And it's literally, right there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like I said, nice location. Really easy to get to. Well, you know, Grand's funky, so I did miss it, but I was able to maneuver.
Yes,
and like,
if you don't normally drive on Grand can really fuck you up.
Yeah, legit. can fuck you up. So, good experience. I really like the process. Like I said, they did have a rec in Medline. It was pretty busy, but it wasn't like busy that I had to wait outside for a long time. I didn't have to wait in the little waiting area very long either. So you like check in, and then once you're all checked in, they send you to the back, and it's kind of like you're free to roam.
Okay.
But you're kind of waiting till they call you. So then they got like the around all the like registers, and then in the middle is like display cases where you can kind of like walk through. Ooh. Really nice, really nice. So I waited like no more than 5 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
They called me. Buttender was really good, very informational, very helpful.
We love an informational.
Yes.
Bartender.
Interactive bartender, for sure. Like, he was real. He kept it real.
Because I think of him as, like, a waiter or, like, a waitress, you know? Like, give me your opinion. Because there's times where I'll go to a place, and they're like, well, what do you want to drink? And I'm like, well, what would you drink? Like, what do you think is good here? Because I've never been here before.
Right. It's my first time.
But this is what I like. Like, you know, give him a little bit of what you like, and then after that, give him some recommendations.
Yep. Agreed. Agreed. So I also picked that I was able, since they treated me as a first-time patient, you can do buy one, get one up to an eighth, or 20% off.
Okay.
So what I picked, I got a half of that white 99 because it looked really, really good. Just to try it out. And obviously, I'm making it worth my while, my drive. Getting out of my norm, you know? Very impressed with it. And then, so since I did that one, I was able to get a free eighth. And I got a free eighth of stupid fruits.
Yeah, it's really fruity.
It actually, yeah. Dry hit, very, very fruity. So that's dominant.
Literally said stupid fruits.
Yeah, stupid fruits. And it's double O, so you gotta say it like stupid. It's a sativa dominant hybrid. And the reason it's so fruity because it crosses apricot papaya and strawberry dream queen. Like,
never had either.
I'm
of those.
So excited that to light that one.
That sounds delicious. Papaya?
Papaya gal.
I know you're a papaya gal. I was just about to say.
I am. I was very excited when I saw that. But that's this white 99 is nice. It's pretty smooth.
Is.
It's not
yeah,
very like.
Yeah, like harsh feeling or anything like that.
Mm hmm.
So, I also have a joy that will spark up in a little bit of white chocolate. So that's a sativa dominant hybrid. And it is a cross between, I'm going to butcher this,
chocolope
and white moonshine. Fire.
That sounds fire.
Both of them super good, you know, and.
So we got a lot of sativas going on here. That's good because we took those edibles. I know it's only 10 milligrams, and you guys are probably like, wow, 10 milligrams.
What are you, noobs?
But, yeah, what are you, noobs? Are you guys the Stoney Sisters? Like, I like to smoke tree, though. I'm a Stoney.
Me, I like, yeah. I
edibles just hit me too hard, and I know I'm going to fall asleep. At least I can still, like, function with the... I can get a little crazy still.
Yeah, I can still exactly, I can still go out and do things.
But this is a 10 milligram indica. I mean, I'm down. Like, I will take some. I have some vape and chocolates and obviously the azúcar pops.
I was going to say, so going into our next thing.
Our business excellence.
Yes.
Our pops that we got, they're the medicated, is from Azúcar Pops. We will make sure to obviously tag them in the description and on IG. But their handcrafted frozen treats. Was founded in 2019. She is a mobile mixologist. So she has a weekly menu. So some weekly batches. And she was featured on one of Cannabis Cactus's articles.
Oh, nice.
So she's a small business owner, mixologist, aspiring bar owner, and and winner of the Battle of the Beverages. So, we tasted a little bit of it. It is 100 milligram. We'll post a picture. We'll have to get a photo.
So good.
It's very tasty. Yes, you can kind of taste, like, how it's medicated, quote unquote. But the taste is there. Like, it's good. It's good. So, it's like a boli. Like a icicle. Like, a what are those?
I can't remember the name of them, but yes, during the summer, kind of like a, not, is it like an otter pop, but like a fat.
But a fat one.
It's not as thin. Damn. Look, these two joints already got us high.
So it's 100 milligrams. She also makes other ones. I think she does, she mixes them with
I think she has
vodka,
right?
Hennessy, like she's done like an horchata, Henny chata.
Well, I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
But we got the mango chamoy frozen. 100 milligram THC, so. Geeked to, like, really have the entire thing, because
yeah,
I'm about to fuck that up tomorrow. It's going to be a hot little afternoon. I'm going to sit out in my grass.
Yeah, there you go.
And get high as fuck. High as fuck. Because right now we're recording a little late. I don't want it to go to waste, like...
Right, you don't want to just go to sleep.
Yes.
No.
So, shout out to her, small business, support. We'll, like we said, tag her. That way you guys can follow her and check her out.
I'm definitely going to have to try the...
I think this light. It needs to be relit.
Medicated, or the mixed ones with vodka.
Mm. I'm sure those are... bomb too.
And in Paradise Valley, so if you're obviously from Arizona, Paradise Valley, the town council, they're actually discussing of implementing an ordinance to ban recreational dispensaries and testing labs. Wow. But the medical dispensaries that are there already, they will not be affected.
Okay. So another city.
So another city.
Paradise Valley, wow. Interesting.
So, yeah, if you are expecting
it's to probably get a because it's there, gonna get probably not. Just a little too packed, like a little, like the lines and
I don't know. They have to come up with some type of I would think that when they go into those, what are they, like zoning hearings, that they would discuss. People vote. Like, yeah. So clearly they are not having it out in Paradise Valley.
Well, at least they didn't take it out for medical. And I wonder how many testing facilities were like aiming to be in that area.
Yeah. But it's not too far out of Phoenix. You know what? We need to look and see how many testing labs there are now. Because I know, remember for a while, there wasn't. So we need to look into that.
Heard that. Yep.
This joint's great. It is really smooth.
What is this one? The white. The white 99.
White 99. Bobby Schmurner got out, so
yes,
crazy. Just thought about that right now as I'm milling out. I don't know. Have you heard of a rapper called CJ? Just learned about him. Okay, I guess he has a famous TikTok song, and. He's from New York.
Is his name the rapper called CJ?
No, his name.
Oh.
His name is CJ.
Got it.
Anywho, this is irrelevant. So anything that we're talking about, but he really gives me Pop Smoke vibes. And I think it's just the new love.
Pop Smoke.
I think it's just like this. Yeah, rest in peace. But I think it's literally just like the beat.
Well, I don't know. I don't love him. I love his music. Sorry.
Yeah, we're being better about the way we word things.
Yeah.
The other day I said something very not nice about myself, and I had to snap myself out of it. And I was like, you know what? That's not nice. That is not nice. You
know. That was not nice. And I know exactly. I think I might know what you're talking about.
Yep, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I feel like I was like, you me. Shut up. Yeah. You don't say that.
Yeah, Jasmine was like, no, none of that around here.
You know what I need to work on is when I, like, tell you, because I do that with Dylan, too, like, I'll tell him, like, but I say it so aggressively because I get mad at you guys for, like, doing that. Right. So I'm like, but why would I tell you shut up? Like, you know, like, that's not the right way to tell you.
But I got it. Okay.
But you got
it. I get it.
You snapped out of it. Brought you down to reality.
I was like, wow. I had to do some mantras, some affirmations. I was like, that is not nice. You don't say those things out loud. Like we've always said, because when you say things out loud, it really goes and it's absorbed.
That vibration. I truly believe in vibrations.
I had to raise my vibrations up real quick because I was like, no. I appreciate you. I love my body. I'm good. I'm whole.
Think you're beautiful.
Yeah, I think you're beautiful. You're great. Looked at myself in the mirror. Which takes us into
our little moon. Yeah.
Which I wish we could get a photo of it.
The moon.
You guys are obviously going to get this later, but today is the 27th.
Yes.
Saturday. The full moon. Today's the full moon in Virgo. It looks crazy. So I wish I could tell people, go look at the moon right now.
Yeah. But on it, yeah, I'm a every day too. I kind of like look out to see where she is. Mm-hmm. But God, I just love full moons.
It's so close.
They're so beautiful.
So close.
Like, how is this real? Like, how? Oh my God! Don't even get me started. I'm high, and I will get into like a big talk about humans and existence and how we get this moon and like wow.
We're water. The moon affects water.
Yes,
we are.
Yes.
Our bodies are like, what, 80% water.
And obviously, yes. How? Yes, you're right. It's just funny that.
Like a child?
We're water.
You guys get what I'm saying, though. Catching my...
We're creatures, too, you know? It's getting a little harsh at the end, just so... But yes, the beautiful energy happening. I always just... I mean, you... Because sometimes things get a little crazy around, like, full moon, you know? They say the wildness comes out. And yeah. Like, but just take it one... I think just one step at a time, I feel like. Because there's a lot of energies that we have to balance. And, like, again, as we've said before, like, we only discuss, like, a little tiny fraction of it.
Literally.
Like, you know, we talk about, obviously, we're in Pisces season still, which we need to take that into account. Mercury just went direct. Which many other planets, and no planets are retrograde right now till I think April 27th.
Yeah.
So, but there's so much more, like Jupiter and Venus, like the in Pisces and conjunctions. Yeah. So, but with the little bit that we're going to discuss, there's so much energy.
Yeah.
A lot happening. So.
And like you said, it's still Pisces season, so mm-hmm. we still need to take that into account.
But we have a full moon in Virgo.
We do, and, you know, Virgos are very known for being super organized, like, clean freaks, having their schedules and all that, which is true. They do like being organized, and some Virgos, I will say, it might not be organized to you, but to them, it's organized. Like, that's, they have their way of organizing things.
Your how many calendars?
I have, like, 3 calendars, deadass. I have my calendar...
Well, I don't know. I'm like drawing.
She just passed me the joy, like, here you go. Like a kid, like, I just earned.
Yes.
And how many calendars?
That's good correct. Job. 3. Here you go, joint.
Ding, ding, ding.
I don't know. Yes, but I mean.
It's true. Like, they have their own way of being organized.
Let's just keep them in row to them.
Right,
whatever.
Yeah. But I feel like. Where's the lighter?
So we're gonna light the.
This is what is this?
Stupid fruits. What's yours? Is yours is sativa, so we're good.
Yeah.
Finish off strong. Keep
this
it going.
Is, oh, this is okay. You know what? I'm really too happy. So I was like, wait, that's really what it's called?
Stupid fruits, bro. Stupid. It's stupid. Why I'm saying it like that, but that's just how it makes me want to say it.
Stupid.
It's, yes. I have to show you.
Okay. So aside from being clean freaks and organized, I feel like there's so, like, it goes much more deeper into Virgo, for Virgos.
There's more, yeah.
Yes. Like, beneath the surface.
Stupid fruits.
I'm just,
the I names, mean, I know, they're outrageous.
I had one called Dora the Explorer. Like what? What I'm smoking.
We can do that.
Exactly.
Smoking on that Dora Explorer. Dora Explorer.
Okay. But I wanted to say though.
Sorry.
With
yes.
This, no. With this with this Virgo energy, it's a really good time to, like, cleanse and basically, like, purge and purify our lives. So ways that we can do this is, and note to self, because what we've been, or what we're doing, is we're going to do, like, a cleansing ritual.
We definitely, like, did a little cleanse before we started the episode. Obviously, we like to have the vibe right and make sure, mm-hmm. you know, we're cleansing all the tools and stuff we're going to be using. But tonight, we're definitely going to do a little mm-hmm. full moon ritual to work with that energy, because you're right, it's more... Like, Virgo energy is just really healing, and obviously these times, full moon times, are really seeing and...
Right. And really connecting anyway. With that energy. Also, we should think about, like, detoxing our bodies from things like sugar, aka me. That's what I plan to do after your birthday. But also, I would say, like, detoxing your mind.
As well.
Yeah. Like, just... Take a break from the news for a little bit. If you could take social
Intense.
Media breaks. I know it's hard, but if you can, practice on some, like, breath work. which is really good to use with, obviously, meditation. And nowadays, they have, like, my Fitbit has a breathing thing. So you can put it on, and it's, like, breathe this many times. And obviously, it's going to know by, like, your pulse and, like, all of your stuff. So it's really nice, and you can set it for certain times, and it's called, like, a mindfulness.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
So I feel like there's probably other apps, though. I'm sure the Apple Watch has something like that.
It does, yeah.
So...
did you say, I know you said, like, cleansing ritual, but did you say spiritual ritual, like, kind of coming up with your, during this time to pick up new habits so you can start, like, your kind of spiritual ritual that, like, makes sense to you? Because I really want to make a point of that, like, we all do things our own way. Like, there's no wrong way, really, you know? It's whatever calls to you. It's whatever works for you. Crystals, no crystals, you know?
Right, prayer.
Bay leaves, prayer meditation.
Yeah, what it doesn't have to be. It's whatever helps you and is, I guess, easiest for you to, you know, go through and... But that's a good point. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Because, no, I do not think I mentioned that. But also, of course, like I was saying, like, prayer is a big one. So, because I know not everybody that probably follows us is probably into crystals or, you know, really understands, like, the significance of them, the herbs and all of that. And maybe they go more towards prayer.
Because there's still a lot of, like, you can do, like, candle work.
Uh-huh.
Sound work. Like,
yes.
The sound bowls are just, like, even, like, high-frequency, like, sounds, like, there's different that I don't, like, you know, I'm very unaware of that.
I think you
can
even Google, YouTube some of them.
Mm-hmm. So there's just, like, a lot of things that...
Even just working with incense. Insane.
That smoke. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it is still good to clean out your house.
Use that.
Use that energy to... declutter things, and I'm saying this for myself so I can keep myself accountable because I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to our episode, obviously.
Well, and spring cleaning's coming up, too.
Spring cleaning.
I mean, we're not really in spring yet.
I mean...
get a jump start.
Look, it's just a time, the Virgo energy, they like to be clean. And then on the other side, it's a really good time probably to release anything that's holding us back.
And that can go for, like, anything with relationships, work.
Yeah.
Like, do not let people, do not let corporate America or capitalism anybody. Yeah.
I've always heard them
have a hold on your mental health like that.
Yeah, like something could happen to you today and by tomorrow they would have someone already covering your spot. So you literally can't let jobs like that mess with your mental health either, or relationships, like you said, any type, friendships, family relationships,
boundaries.
Yeah, so it's definitely, we should definitely be using the full moon energy to release a lot of, like, negative patterns that we have too, that could be clouding over you,
bringing that dark cloud of energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cleansing old patterns and way of things. And like you said, you get rid of the... So you get rid of your old patterns and then you create new, healthier routines.
Yeah. Get rid of those toxic habits, toxic
relationships. Yeah, honestly, I have a really bad habit right now. And I know it bugs Jake, but he's not telling me. But it's like one of those... You could be better, Leslie. You could do better. Because I know he hates that, like, I hang my clothes, like, on the... on the stairs, right? But I just like to air dry my clothes. I don't want them to go through the dryer. He fucking hates it. Like, he hates it. And yeah, I do have a habit where, like, I'll leave them out there for, like, the whole ass minute. Week. Like, I'll go out there in the morning, like, okay, let me grab, you know, and I'm grabbing. So I feel like that's just kind of a habit that I'm like, you could do better, and you could, even if you don't fold them and put them all away, put them in your hamper that's in your room.
Or at least, like, stack them. Like, that's what I try to do because I have... same habit. I do the front stool. I have stools.
Yeah.
So they're perfect. They're nice and tall. Like,
put your shirts right over it, right?
But they stay there.
All week. So then when you're getting ready, you're like going out to the...
I'm like, oh, leggings.
Yep. But yeah, you won't just pull everything and put it... I know. So that's a bad habit that I have. And
he has and honestly, you know what?
That he's like, I gotta stop doing this. Or I gotta start doing this.
But the good thing is to recognize.
Yep. That's the first step. They say with anything is to just really recognize.
And speaking of recognizing, like recognize still though how far we have come. Like...
Just from last year.
How much we've evolved. Gosh, we change a lot just year to year, if you really think about it. We want to leave past in the past.
Yeah.
In order to be able to move forward. And Virgo is a lot about, like I said earlier, that healing. So a lot of that letting go of that negative inner voice. Like you said.
Yep, I had to really put myself in check that day. And yesterday, remember I told you that we happened yesterday? The long ass conversation.
Yes, yes, yes.
She forgot just from not even 8 hours ago, you know?
I said, what?
She said, what?
Yes. The energy, it's crazy because, like, the universe really does, A, be testing you. B, it brings things out without you even knowing it. Like, when certain, like, it's crazy. I just, yeah. Like, can pay attention now. Like, when certain emotions are happening between me or my partner or what, or both of us at the same time, I'm just like, that was that Aries energy. Feisty, you know? And I have to be conscious of that because I'm just like, okay.
Right.
Okay. Be patient.
Right.
Think before you speak. You know what I mean? Because obviously when things are feisty, you just start.
You can start going. And then a lot of it is not even to them. Uh-huh. A lot of like the built up, like whatever.
You're reflecting. You're.
Yeah. It's not even.
About them.
It has nothing to do with it. It's just like because anything. You're in the same space with someone that
you share it with. Yeah. So that then, though, in turn tells you communication. Because obviously, you're not releasing on a regular as we should. So that's important to release, like, cleanse. Exactly. Like we said, we always say, you know, under this, under a full moon. Too. Yeah, you do? We'll bring them out right now. We are, like we said, going to do a little ritual or a little meditation under the full moon right now. Hopefully it's up because it's been 2 hours.
We went to go see her in the corner of the...
Yes.
But yeah, definitely cleanse your crystals, please.
So you can charge your crystals under the full moon. I know that... This is not something we think about very often, but we hold a lot of, like, trauma and, like, tension in our, like, pelvis and hip area. And obviously
stomach. That
chakra area, because if you look into that, the sacral.
If you're having stomach issues, if you've been hurting a lot lately, you could, when you're holding stuff in, that's why you might be having digestive or just, like,
yep, psycho soul.
You know, you might be like nauseous all the time, or you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, but definitely move it. You can like dance, yoga, stretch, yeah. Like really workout. Open up your hips. Yeah, workout.
Really?
Sorry, I have the lighter.
Run is a good form of really like you're moving all muscles in your
move
body.
It. Yeah, so release all that negative energy, especially the negative emotions.
And definitely be open to receiving new opportunities. Sending just good vibes to the universe. Open up new opportunities.
Yep, and as we said earlier, like we're still in that Pisces season, so still you really want to tap into your intuition. But you want to make sure you're balancing these energies, like we kind of started saying in the beginning. As I said in the last episode, Pisces are very dreamy, you know, those intuitive little daydreamers. So definitely want to stay grounded. We're gonna go outside, spend a lot of time outside. It's a little chilly tonight, but it's gonna be nice. I have socks. So, yeah.
Stay grounded.
Really take it in. This energy is gonna be lingering for a little bit, so I think by the time the episode drops, you can still probably
feel it. Or you can look back if you're journaling.
Because what does it say? The first, what's best time? I think like 48 to 72 hours?
I think so, yeah.
Do something, but nonetheless, to share our take on it.
Yeah.
On the energy, because still Pisces. Virgo.
There's a lot, and then obviously if you're, you know, researching even more, there's more stuff happening. But, oh, sorry, no, I got the lighter.
Don't want to take up all your time. So yeah, we're very high, going to keep getting very high. Smoke another joint before we get started outside. Fall into a little meditation, get some incense going.
Got our crystals.
Yep. So we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for staying with us for a whole 39 episodes. So now we're at episode 40, technically, but season 2.
Season 2, episode 1.
So, yeah, other than that, thank you all for, tuning in. Now I'm high, just rambling on. That's our slogan.
Rambling on.
On TikTok. On Snapchat. We'll be going on tangents, and then we'll just literally say, you know what? Now I'm just rambling on.
I gotta go. Don't even respond to this. But, yeah, hope you enjoyed the episode.
Stay safe out there, and stay stony.